The dogs in the street know who's behind it and who be involved in these things, frankly. There's things going on. I'll give you an example. There was one man, he burnt a building in Larn, and his payment for that was a week's holiday in Spain.
Well, I'm sure in the court the judge didn't hand it down exactly like that.
He wasn't caught.
The bottom line. So what you're saying is that was his reward. That's how he was paid off.
That was his reward for doing it. You get boys there, they're burning cars. These godfathers of crime in Larn, they're operating every type of crime you can think of. Loan sharking, protection, drugs is the big one. The drugs is awash in Larn. And this is what's wrong. They fall out with each other every now and then over turf wars, and they attack people or they attack themselves. This is happening. The police have got to get a grip on this. They know who's behind all of this. They know the names. I know the names. They know the names. And they've got to get a grip on this, because this has been going on from... There's places here within the six counties have moved on. Larn has not moved on with this criminal element, and this is where the police need to step in and take hold of it.
And do you accept that there may be liaising between criminal gangs that are motivated from a loyalist perspective and also from a Republican or possibly even Southern Irish perspective?
I don't know that, Frank. I don't know that. All I do know who's operating presently in Larn, I do know that there's over, as I said in your programme before, over 30 weapons stolen. And just let me say, about two nights ago, there was another weapon stolen, and that didn't make the news.
Was this in the Glenarm area?
Yes.
Yes, I see the Irish News are reporting
that. They are reporting that now, but we haven't heard that anywhere else, only because I put it in the paper. You know, these are the things that's going on that there's never any mention of. And whilst that has been kept below the radar, the criminal element is able to operate.
Yes, and this is something you talked about on our programme a few weeks ago. You were saying a significant number of legally held weapons are stolen in that general area.
And Frank, another thing that I was forced to come out with, they operate a dial, a drug service. You can ring in Larn and get drugs delivered to your door. Now, that's the kind of thing that's going on as well. The police need to get a grip on Larn and break this stranglehold that criminal elements have in this town. This town has a great potential of going forward, as I said, for industry commerce. We've got the A8 now into Larn, which opens us right across the island of Ireland. We have the port of Larn. We have great potential here. We've got to get rid of this element that is giving Larn a bad name.
And just with regards to the dial a drug or to dial a fix or whatever they'd like to call it,
Yes. It's
not just in Larn that happens, but it is pretty sinister that it's happening anywhere.
That's quite correct. You know, and I made this quite clear about a year ago, and more than a year ago, I said this was going on. Now, still we haven't moved on a terrible lot from that. The same people are still operating. The same people are still supplying the drugs. The same people still fall out with each other every now and then over their turf wars when the rest of the people suffer. What we saw the other night on TV of doors getting smashed in, of stones through windows, etc., that's happening on a reasonably regular basis. I could even go into things in more detail if I could with you, but not on your radio. But those are the things that's happening. The police know that. The information is going to the police. But they say they can't do anything without evidence. The evidence is there. You know, there's robberies happening all the time that you never hear the half of.
And finally, Oliver, because I'm sort of out of time on it, and I know you're painting a very gloomy picture of the police in Larn at the moment. We're expecting to get some feedback from the PSNI. If we don't get an interview with them, certainly waiting for a statement from the police on this criticism. The dial a drug idea, you're obviously suggesting that the police should try ringing the number and then arrest the people when they turn up to deliver at some sort of agreed spot. Why do the police not intervene and catch these people?
Well, I think that's a question that the police need to answer themselves. I've said it earlier on in the interview, Frank. The police have been very successful in the past, and a lot of their drug operations. They have put them in the press, they have telling people what they've got, which they have to be congratulated on. But these godfathers of crime are still there. They're still driving about in their expensive cars. These are people that have no sign of income. You know, you can't be doing menial jobs and driving about in a £20,000 car. You know, things don't stack up that way. Those sort of things need to be. Some of these people, their incomes need to be investigated. To my mind, that hasn't been done, because if it was done, then these people wouldn't be carrying on the lifestyle that they have.
Okay, Oliver McMullen, thank you very much indeed.